listening to Leadress Live, Uncut, Uncensored. Welcome to another episode of Leadress Live, Uncut, Uncensored. I've been doing a lot of thinking and reflecting on the journey of life during the past 8 months. I've been thinking about family and friends, some I have talked to over the phone, and others by FaceTime or Zoom. Everyone has had a major change in their lives, in one way or another, during these difficult times. There's a certain amount of concern with the pandemic, things like health safety, job security, and financial concerns. These are all common concerns for many, regardless of which part of the world we live in. I have been active on social media on various platforms, and I have seen some ugliness in people's posts on sharing their point of view concerning many different topics during this difficult time. I have noticed the same on LinkedIn, which is a professional business slash career platform, which I have been on for the last 12 years. It seems now more than ever, people are posting negative messages. It's at an all-time high over the last 8 years since I first joined social media for our family olive oil business. I have steadily grown my network on LinkedIn over the years, and I have noticed during 2019 to present, there has been an extremely large increase in posts that various people, of which some are in high corporate positions, discussing their point of view on U.S. politics, and others about religion and race. As I mentioned, LinkedIn is a professional platform for business and careers. It's not a place to express your point of view on politics, religion, or race. I've been in the sales profession, working for various corporations over the years, selling into all types and sizes of customers located in North America and Europe. I've learned a very long time ago from a very successful businessman in California, my godfather, Gus, a very valuable business lesson, which I will share with you right now. To be successful in business, you never discuss politics, race, or religion. No matter how much you want to express your point of view, you bite your lip, hold back, and you focus on the business matters only. This advice has been very instrumental in my successful sales career over the years. It has shown me who people really are behind the business suits and the titles that they have. This is especially true if you have alcohol on the table. The person with the least amount of alcohol consumption will learn more about the people that have consumed more alcohol. Choosing a career in sales has taught me always to be ready for anything when going into a customer visit. With time, I learned to read people, their mannerisms, their words, and their actions. First impressions are everything. The words and actions always confirm that initial first impression. There comes a time in everyone's life where soul searching is caused by a certain event that occurs in one's life. 2020 is that event for many people around the world because of the pandemic. It is a wake-up call for many, and for some others, it's an opportunity to take advantage and grow their wealth or political position. This holds true regardless of the country you live in. If you decide to be one of those people, just remember one thing. All actions come with a price, sooner or later. 2020, in many ways, has been the pause button for a lot of people around the world. Life as we knew it was suddenly put on hold. For many, there was a loss of belief on what was going on around the world concerning the pandemic, and now how it had impacted their own lives. While we are all waiting for the reset button to be pressed so that we can go back to our normal way of life, we started seeing two point of views concerning the pandemic around the world involving the concerns and measures taken by governments, we started to see a division within our own communities, regardless of where you live. This should not be a surprise to anyone. Humans are a very different species compared to other life forms on this planet. A lot of us are impatient. You see, humans have the following characteristics that prevent us from progressing as a united species similar to other life forms on this planet. What are these characteristics, you may ask? Well, here they are. For some, low emotional intelligence, lack of empathy, closed mindset, narcissism, all summarized with one word, jealousy. Yes, that's right. Jealousy is one of the worst characteristics an individual can have. It is very destructive for the individual and the people around them. When we are born in this world, we do not have jealousy in us. Jealousy comes out of the lack of trust in the journey of life. The lack of trust breeds insecurity, which creates jealousy. One of the worst qualities an individual can possess. Remember one thing in life. Nothing good can come out of jealousy. Each year during the month of December, I always reflect on what has happened to me during the year and past years. I have been doing this since I was a teenager. On December 14, 2017, my dad passed away in Greece, and I took the hardest trip of my life for his funeral. This year, I have started to reflect earlier than previous years. November has brought a lot of free time on thinking about my personal experience in 2020 and about my feelings on humanity and people's mindsets concerning the pandemic. During this period, I have seen another side of people that I have known over the years and that I never thought I would see that side of them. Some of these people are highly educated and others are not. Some have children, others don't. Some are business owners and others are employees. They all have a different view on the pandemic, which is completely different from my point of view. What is that view? They believe that the pandemic is not real and the number of cases and deaths are fabricated by the governments around the world so that they can control the population. They do not believe in wearing masks and spread this point of view every time they get a chance to post on social media, which is doing more harm than good. I feel that we are being tested every day in 2020. And for some of us, which have a solid positive mindset, a good soul, and never forgot what our parents taught us about life, we are the ones that need to continue to stay strong during these difficult times for ourselves, for our kids, and for our families. Spending 9 months with various restrictions and including a lockdown has not been easy for everyone. For myself, this time has been spent at home reassessing my personal goals in my career and in my life. It has given me the opportunity to put my fast-paced life into neutral and freely coast to give me time to really see what is important in my life. I am humble with my life and how it has turned out. It wasn't an easy ride whatsoever. How one's life turns out is a direct result of one's actions and efforts that they put in every day. Everyone around the world has seen what's going on in the United States of America in 2020. An endless stream of events on the pandemic, racism, protests, and political shenanigans. I see a lot of people on various social media platforms commenting that this can only happen in the USA. My advice to anyone who thinks like this to actually wake up and understand that the reality is it can happen anywhere in the world, not just in the USA. I would like to discuss racism, which is real for many people around the world. Over the years, it was swept under the carpet by many people in various powerful positions. So let's look at what makes a person a racist. A child is not born a racist. In reality, it's a combination of things. For one, it's a child's upbringing. You see, children at a very young age learn from their parents. What they see and hear from their parents plays a big role on their development of their personality. The second has to do with the people that one surrounds themselves with during the critical stages in life, like the teenage years and entering adulthood. Peer pressure has a big impact on kids, especially with low esteem. Once a person has these beliefs in their minds, it is extremely hard to break. It can be done, but it requires a lot of work with a combination of an outside source, and it has to be desired to be broken by the individual, him or herself. It's 2020 and America is divided. In reality, it has always been divided, and it depends on who you talk to for you to get the honest answer on what is going on in America. I have spent many years traveling to all parts of the U.S., and I have called America home. I have met a lot of people from different origins, and it has always been clearly visible to me how divided it was and still is. It truly saddens me because I was raised by parents that believed that everyone is equal, regardless of race, religion, sex, and language. I have never looked down on another human because of their race, religion, sex, language, or ethnicity. Just think for a moment what the world would be like if this was the case. A stronger, more united world, working together to achieve mutual greatness. Unfortunately, this is not the current state of humanity in 2020, not just in the U.S., but around the world. Discrimination is all of the above that I mentioned. Race, religion, sex, language, or ethnicity. And the people that discriminate are closed-minded, and they feel they are empowered, that they are better than everyone else that they discriminate against. This is nothing new. It has been around forever, and we have a very long way to go until we are able to eliminate it completely. My parents were discriminated when they came to Canada from Greece in the late 50s. I felt discriminated numerous times because of my ethnic upbringing, even though I was born in Canada. Growing up in the 70s in the plateau area of Montreal was not always easy. Only the strong survived the bullying on the streets, and you learn pretty fast what it took to survive. Discrimination creates hatred, and nothing good can ever come out of hatred. Such a simple concept. It's not rocket science, and yet such a difficult thing to eliminate in the world. Do you know why? Well, let me tell you why. The people that discriminate have interests, and those interests are in their pockets, very deep pockets. It's called money. That's right, it's all about money. Politics and money go hand in hand. If you put money ahead of lives, suppress people because of their race, religion, sex, or language, you have lost a generation of people that could have made a real impact on various inventions, businesses, and the contributions for a better quality of life around the world. Just maybe 2020 would have turned out completely different for everyone. To eliminate discrimination, it has to start with mutual respect. Without this, it will never happen. Genuine mutual respect for one another is seen in people's words and actions on a daily basis. We need to remember there are bad apples in every basket. Never, ever generalize about a race, religion, sex, language, or ethnic group because of a few bad apples. We all need to come together and respect and love one another regardless of our differences. The reality is that we are all brothers and sisters. One needs to understand who we were and who we have become is what the test of time has made us. I repeat, who we were and who we have become is what the test of time has made us. Everyday influences, like the people we interact, the media we watch, the newspapers we read, and the radio we listen, all have a direct impact in the way we think and how we develop our point of views during some difficult stages in our lives. I have always believed that social media has a good side and a bad side. During the last 10 years, social media platforms have shown an increase in users, and we have all seen an increase on different platforms. The good side of social media is that you can reach family and friends around the world to communicate via post, text message, or a live video chat right from our smartphones. Another good side of social media is that you can promote your products and services and even sell them on social media. This has opened up endless opportunities for entrepreneurs launching new businesses with a very minimal cost to launch. Social media can be utilized in various ways to do a tremendous amount of good locally and around the world. At the same time, it can be used for bad purposes. Having access to such a powerful source like social media, for some, it has become the main avenue to spread hatred, create division amongst people based on race, religion, sex, language, and politics. The main reason these individuals use social media is for personal gains, power, and of course, it all leads to money. They have studied social media over the years and have mastered how to manipulate millions of people around the world, which would never happen without the various social media platforms. I refer to these type of agendas as schemes performed by scam artists. You may ask yourself, how is it possible that so many people fall for these schemes? Well, my reply to you is a simple one. Just look around the people you know. Family, friends, work colleagues, neighbors, and you will soon come to find your answer. The main reason people fall for these type of schemes is that somewhere along their journey, they have lost themselves for various reasons based on personal experiences that have happened to them. They have lost their faith in the system, in humanity, and are looking for a Messiah. People have joined cults in the past for these same reasons. Social media has fueled this tremendously during the last couple of years and will continue in the coming years. My advice to everyone is not to get pulled into these schemes, stay alert, and do your due diligence. Remember, not everything people post or share on social media is true. My grandfather told me many, many moons ago, it is easier to do bad things than it is to do good things. He would always finish his sentence with, "Remember, you came into this world as a good person, and when it's time to leave from this world, you must leave as a good person. Your purpose in life is to do and be good." It's these type of conversations that are critical into the development of a child, which will have a lasting impact on how people deal with various difficult challenges that arise in their lifetime. It is important as parents that you have these type of conversations as you raise your children prior to them reaching their teenage years. If you don't have these conversations, the child will be easier to develop their own beliefs that will be influenced by the people that he or she interacts in person or on social media. It's not easy being a parent. It is one of the biggest responsibilities in one's life. I have met people that are parents and really should not be. Parenthood doesn't have an expiry date. It continues throughout your life until you pass away. And if done correctly, your children will continue it when they become parents and so on. So as you can see, 2020 has given me a lot to reflect on. And I thought it would be important to share my feelings and thoughts with you during these very difficult times for many, and with the hope that you have listened with an open mind and that you can start to reflect on your own life. It's never too late, as long as you are honest with yourself and you want a change. Change begins with each individual willingness to create change in our way of thinking and our actions. I would like to thank you for listening to this episode of my podcast. And until next time, God bless.